News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Look, smell, taste, don't waste. That is the call today from Too Good To Go, the team behind the world's biggest food waste fighting app. And Michaela O'Leary from Too Good To Go joins us. This, Michaela, good morning to you. This look, smell, taste campaign, this is about not throwing out food that has maybe a best before date, but is actually still fine.
Good morning, Ciara. Thank you so much for having me on. You are exactly right. I suppose the goal of our Look, Smell, Taste campaign is to empower consumers to make informed decisions around food freshness rather than solely relying on your best before date. So we've partnered with some amazing brands in the Irish market, think Guinness Food Products, Kellogg's, Ballymaloe Foods, to print a Look, Smell, Taste, Don't Waste label beside the best before date on products. And our hope is that will inspire consumers to kind of take a second before discarding of products that are past their best before and trust their senses around whether or not it's still good to eat.
Yeah. Now, to be honest, I kind of do this anyway. Like when I open a milk, if it's 2 days past the best, I give it a sniff. If it's perfect, it's perfect. I still throw it in my tea. And if there's no white lumps, we're good to go.
Yes,
and I
do exactly.
I chop bits of mold off cheese. I chop, you know, bits of mold off bread. I do all those kinds of things. I don't discard use by dates, and I certainly don't eat things that look bad. But there is an awful lot. Like my kids drive me insane. They're like, "Oh no, that's out of date tomorrow. I won't eat it, and this will be a best before date." And I'm like, "Are you joking me? There's nothing wrong with that. I end up like the dustbin eating everything because they're too fussy." But we used to do this. My parents, I don't even know if best before dates were a thing up until a few years ago. And we used to eat like this anyway, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely. And look, you're dead right. Use by is a food safety guidance. If your product is past use by, it should not be consumed. It should be put in the bin. But best before is a quality indicator, you know, an indicator of freshness. And we know from kind of EU data that 10% of food waste on a household level is due to this misunderstanding. So that's why we're launching that campaign in Ireland and hoping to educate consumers and really go back to the basics of trusting the look, the smell, the taste.
So 10% are people going, "Oh, it's at its best before I'm binning it," even though they have, there's nothing wrong with that food.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we did a study recently in Ireland and we found that 38% of consumers feel like it's unsafe to eat products that have passed best before, with like, I think 27% thinking it could possibly make you sick. So there is a misunderstanding of these dates and what they signify in the Irish market.
I even do the opposite a little bit, Michaela. Like if I am looking at ham, say, or whatever in a packet and it looks a bit grey, even if it's in date, I won't eat it. I'm all about the eyeballing of things. But there is some surprising kind of findings in your research, isn't there, about consumer habits?
Yes, absolutely. To be honest with you, it did surprise me that such a high percentage of Irish consumers discard food because of best before. Like you said, we should be trusting our senses when it comes to bread. Look for visible mold, check the staleness, assess yourself whether it is good to eat or not. And when you think of food waste in Ireland, we know that it costs the average consumer about €700 per year in food that they are just simply discarding.
Okay.
So I think of the savings they could make.
Yeah, that's the kind of saving you get from swapping around your electricity bills and things. And people love doing that because it is a saving. But if they didn't throw out the bread 2 days early, or they didn't throw out the milk or the cheese or whatever it is a couple of days early, they would actually be saving themselves huge money because they wouldn't be buying and discarding to the same extent.
They would. And you know, food waste is not just an individual problem. A third of food globally is wasted. It accounts for 10% of all greenhouse gases. So it's a massive environmental issue that I think it takes individual actions on an individual level to combat.
Okay, look, really interesting stuff and a good campaign. Look, smell, taste, don't waste. That is the call. And that is Michaela O'Leary there from Too Good To Go. Now the time is 7:40. every day this week on News Talk Breakfast. We have a two-night break in the luxurious five-star Carton House Fairmont to give away. You will have breakfast on both mornings and dinner on one evening in Kathleen's Kitchen, and it's located in the Kildare countryside. It's a truly magical destination for a festive getaway. If you are looking for one, you can get a five-course Christmas Day feast, stockings filled with festive treats, gospel choirs to entertain you, children's festive magic shows and more. And for more information, you can go to cartonhouse.com. And to be in with a chance to win a two-night stay, answer this question. What was the name of the fictional borough of Melbourne where Australian soap Neighbours was set? So if you know the fictional borough of Melbourne where Neighbours was set, text the word Kildare with your answer and your name to us now on 53106. That's 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now, let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning. The Irish Independent this morning is reporting that UN Chief Antonio Guterres has hailed the remarkable courage of Irish soldier Sean Rooney, who was killed in Lebanon in 2022. Secretary General of the United Nations told the family of Private Sean Rooney that he was courageous and fearless as a soldier who, despite sustaining fatal wounds, attempted to drive his armoured jeep away from a crowd of attackers. The 24-year-old from Newton Cunningham in County Donegal was killed when a convoy of Irish troops serving with a UN peacekeeping force was ambushed and fired upon in December 2022. And the UN has said that his actions absolutely saved other lives. Moving to the Irish Examiner now, which tells us that new roadside cameras, which will detect dangerous and distracted driving, are to be rolled out in a major safety initiative by the government. The road safety cameras are part of a suite of measures designed to catch drivers who are using their phones or driving without a seatbelt. Minister of State with Responsibility James Lawless has lashed out at motorists using their mobile phones while driving, labelling them as a scourge. Speaking to the Irish Examiner, Mr. Lawless said that at present it is difficult to catch motorists who are using their phones driving. And finally, some Gouda news for mental health, as a new study has shown the benefits of cheese. The research has found a link between dairy and brain health, and experts have discovered a strong connection between positive mental well-being and healthier aging, regardless of socioeconomic background. It's good news for cheese eaters. Bless it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Are the cheese